This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. Got a garden itch you just can't scratch? Here's a helper that doesn't involve rubbing your back up against a hard surface. If you're interested in getting a jump start, you can start planting your tender bulbs indoors from now until April. You can purchase bulbs from local garden centers, or maybe you dug up your cannas, your dahlias, or your tuberous begonias last fall and want to get started. Clean up the bulbs, check for any mushy parts, and toss those. Divide your bulbs, making sure there's at least one eye per division. Use either a potting soil mix or a 50-50 mix of peat moss and perlite or vermiculite in a good-sized container. For tuberous begonias, plant them hollow side up at the same level as the soil mix. For canna rhizomes, make sure the eyes are looking up at you. Bury them so the upper half of the rhizome is just peeking above the soil surface. Dahlias prefer to be planted in a pot with the eye buried an inch below the soil surface. If you saved your caladiums, good for you. Those guys are spendy but spectacular. Plant the caladium tuber with knobby side up in small pots. Cover tubers with 1 to 2 inches of soil. Water your newly planted bulbs well and move them to a warm location. Once they sprout, get them to the light. A sunny window is great, or artificial light is fine too. Keep the soil moist but not wet. In late spring, get those babies in the ground outside and be the first in your neighborhood with blooming begonias. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com as well as some pictures. A happy home is filled with beautiful houseplants. From clearing the air to reducing stress, houseplants offer countless benefits. Gertens has hundreds of different houseplants to choose from, allowing you to find the perfect plant for every room in your home, in store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.